We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nice guy, Steve, and I come to you and I say, if you could give us the music, we're ready for Does Low Know.
Good morning, Mr. Guest. Thank you for coming on our show. I'm really excited to have the opportunity to try to keep my undefeated streak alive. And it's really, really right now, I'm getting a little nervous because this has been very, very trying on me. With that being said, here we go. Are you a former coach?
No.
Baritone voice there. Very nice.
Yeah, Barry White on the
really,
table.
Really, yes.
Like McGruff, the crime dog.
Did you play in the Bay Area in your career?
Yes.
Could have been a road game. Interesting question. Two
yeah,
down, eight.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Are you a defensive player?
No.
I wonder if he asks the inevitable follow-up.
Low saying, as in, like, the guy's not a defensive player. There are no other options. What could he possibly be? Are you a welder?
So we can assume that you're an offensive player. Played offense in the National. Yeah, you didn't have to answer. So that's not
counts,
the question
though.
Being
it counts, though.
No, no, no. No,
that
didn't.
Absolutely counts. That's I know what you were
Whoa.
Doing there. I know what your intent was. That counts. That's four.
Four down, six to go.
You let it just low, you let low. It just hang there. You let it just hang there for the mystery guest to say something. That was bait. That's a question.
Mr. Guess, did you happen to play wide receiver?
Yes.
Huge.
Ooh, nicely done.
Huge.
I know.
Nicely
I'm just done. I'm stabbing.
Fred Taylor off the table.
Yeah. Love Fred Taylor.
Mark Brunetta.
University of Florida.
Halfway home. Dolls long. Dolls he know.
Was looking forward to talking to David Garrard today.
Did you play in a Super Bowl?
No.
Oh, boy. Neither did I. Four to go.
Yeah, I'm off that list as well.
Did you play in a Pro Bowl?
Yes.
Ooh, big time. Three to go on Does Low No. Does he?
That was good.
You can always hit us up on the Chilton Auto Body text line at 95795. Let us know if you think he'll get it today.
Did we play together?
Yes.
Big time.
Very
big time
general.
There.
Could have been in football. Could have been in the sandbox.
We played together on a football team. So my question.
No, you did not say that. You just said, did we play together? If you played poker together with this individual, it could be Phil Ivey.
Although I don't think Phil went to a Pro Bowl in Jacksonville.
Bring up his Wikipedia page.
Two to go.
Did I play against you in Jacksonville?
No.
How about that? One question to go, and I'm all twisted up. I'm twisted and turned here.
I also have no idea what ethnicity this individual is because the million-dollar question that Lowe always loves to ask has not been asked yet.
Will he use it for his 10th question?
Whew.
This is interesting because you talked about Jacksonville, and did I play against team? So I'm thinking about Keenan McCardell, the different guys that I played against in Jacksonville. Said he played in Jacksonville. but he also said we played together. So I was thinking about playing with Keenan. Said, yes, we played together. But then I thought about that we played. Keenan played also me with and played with me in San Diego. So I'm thinking. So you know. So I'm just taking you guys through my thought process here.
We appreciate it. You have one more question. You know that, right?
Yes.
You have one more.
Did we happen to play together in San Diego?
Yes.
Ooh, interesting.
We have reached the conclusion of the questions. 10 questions down, none to go. And does he know?
He does not look that confident. If you're watching us on Facebook, 957 The Game, where we stream the show, he usually looks... He's actually nailed a few of these with a few extra questions left. He hasn't even gone the distance, but he did go the distance. He went the 10, and he does not look confident.
Can I phone a friend, Joe? This is the first time.
Who would you phone?
He would phone the person who he thinks it is, and if the call was busy, then he would know that would be the person.
That's very exactly smart.
And I would phone Kasim Osgood. That's who I would phone.
Unfortunately, we're not set up for phone a friends or 50-50s. I'm afraid you're going to have to take a guess.
Are you saying you want us to call Kasim Osgood?
Yeah, that's what I. You know what? I'm going to go on a limb. Kasim Osgood. Final.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to Jomo and Vince here on 95.7 The Game. Three-time Pro Bowler, former Charger, Jaguar, Lion, and 49er, Kasim Osgood joining us here on the show. What's up, Kasim? How are you?
Doing good, man. It was kind of fun to hear the stress in his voice.
Now he's making Three Stooges noises. He doesn't know what to do. Kasim, how did you hide your voice so well and keep such a great poker face? You had the big fella twisted.
Oh man, I also dabble in Hollywood, so acting is my other career.
Oh really? I didn't even know that. We've had you on a bunch of times. I don't think we've ever talked about it.
Yeah, he played Sidney Poitier. Guess who's coming to dinner?
Lolo's coming to dinner.
Yeah, I love you, baby. I love you. Hey, Kasim, look, this has been trying times, unprecedented times with this coronavirus. We see what's going on here. What are some of the things you're doing to stay safe? And how do you think guys now that's in the league, what do they have to do in order not just to stay safe, but get ready for a football season?
For me, I tend to lean a little on the science side and the collective consciousness of the scientists that I know and the doctors that I know, all saying that it's something that's probably going to come back later on. It's something that we got to get herd immunity with. So, I mean, washing your hands, keeping distance, making sure that you're cleaning surfaces and whatnot. I mean, you know, you can do all you want to do, but in the end, you know, it's like a crapshoot. You never know. So. Best thing to do is just to press on with life. Get football back. If you get football back, I think a lot of people's spirits will be lifted, boost immunity. It gives you something to do. And, I mean, football is God's sport, so we got to get football coming back around.
Football obviously benefiting from the fact that it doesn't have to get rolling until September, so they've got the benefit of additional time before their season starts. How odd would it be as a player if, come September, they rolled out games with just the essential personnel and no fans in the stadiums?
Hey, man, it's like you get those practice days where there's nobody out there but you on the field. So I'm pretty sure the guys are professional enough to know to go out there and entertain people. You got millions of fans watching on television. So if not, you won't get the crowd noise, but you're definitely going to get the fans out there watching the game. So I think however we can get the game in there and get it going, I think it'll be good for the country. Definitely will be.
Kasim Osgood joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Some posit the notion that teams with very little turnover from coaching staff to rosters will be at an advantage this year because of shortened training camps, lack of OTAs, all that stuff. So that's got us firmly fixated on the Niners. Coaching staff's coming back, almost the entire roster's coming back. Do you think this situation has created an advantage for a team like San Francisco in 2020?
Definitely. Chemistry is everything. You got those guys, they're all coming back together. I mean, I'd say chemistry is that hidden gem that you have, knowing that when I was on the Chargers and we have Lowe and LT in the backfield, I mean, that's your bread and butter. So when you got guys coming back that work with each other, you got Phillip Rivers coming back, Antonio Gates coming back, that was something I look forward to, because I know that going into training camp, we're moving like a smooth, well-oiled machine, and it gives you that confidence to know that, you know what, we're prepared, our confidence is up, and I know that the team can get it done this year. And I know the Niners are stacked with talent, and their coaches are phenomenal. I mean, the play calls that they are making in the game, I mean, it made it interesting. You know, the Chiefs ended up winning the game in the end, but I think the Niners are a team that's going to come back and definitely be hungry for a repeat appearance in the Super Bowl.
Because, Sam, when you're thinking about the Niners, they addressed the receiver position, kid out of, you know, Arizona State, you know, the head coach, pro type of guy, Herm Edwards, getting his prepared, ready to play, Brandon, they drafted. How hard or how tough is it to be up to speed, to be able to go out on the field and play at a high level when they, you know, they need you? What's going to be some of the difficult things for him, not knowing that he may not go through training camp, didn't go through OTAs, not having the mini camp? How tough is it for a receiver to get to speed?
Man, out there at the edge, you're dealing with some cornerbacks that are very talented. So, one, getting open is a major issue for some of those receivers who are not used to the strength of the cornerbacks. You know, in college, you might face a good corner 1 week, and I face an average corner the next week, and then the next week you're going to go for 10 touchdowns. But in the NFL, everybody's a lockdown corner. Everybody was the best in their division. And you go out there, you have to know what you're doing, the audibles, play calls, you know, your side adjustments, hot route. You know, you got to protect the quarterback, because if you don't snap your route off on the hot assignment and the quarterback gets hit, he's not coming back to you again. So there's a lot of small little nuances in the game that you have to really think about moving at a fast tempo. And then knowing what you're doing, like the back of your hand, is really essential for a receiver, because you have to make those decisions really quickly, get to where you got to go, and you got to know if you're first, second, or third in reprogression, you know, sort of get the let out. And I know for me as a receiver, when I first came in, it was quite an interesting offense to learn. But we had guys like Doug Flutie and Drew Brees, who were great teachers, who were very patient with us. And Doug helped me work on my game and sort of get off the fine-tuning of the route running and whatnot. But, I mean, it's huge. You really have to understand that those bullets are real, and they're flying quick. So you better figure it out quick and get going.
Deebo Samuel was able to figure it out pretty quick last year as a rookie playing alongside Emmanuel Sanders, but this year he has to kind of step into that number one receiver role. How big of a step up is it to go from where Deebo was as a rookie to where he'll be expected to be this year?
Like I said, you're going to have the corners now. They're going to be targeting him because they saw him last year. There's film on you. And once they get film on you in the NFL, they start to break down your weaknesses and sort of pin you into a box so that you have to work harder to get the ball, work harder to get open, you know what I mean, work harder to be relevant. So it's one of the things where you might be able to skate under the radar first year, but then when they got film on you, now you got to come with your A game, and you have to be polished. So you can't have times where, you know, this game you did okay, next game you do a little better, this game was off. And, you know, you have to be consistent, because that's the name of the game in the NFL. Consistency is the person who's going to get the ball the most.
Kasim Osgood joining us here on 95.7 The Game. I was curious, the one hot debate that centers around the NFL at the current moment is the future of Dak Prescott. On one hand, he's due for a contract. He's put up some good numbers. He's been a pretty good quarterback. On the other hand, people realize that when he does get that deal, it's probably got a very good chance of making him the highest paid quarterback, highest paid player in the National Football League. Do you think he's worth $35, $36 million a year? Would you do that deal if you were Jerry Jones?
Everything that comes out of Dallas is so tainted. I don't know what it is about Dallas, but it just, they can't get right. Jerry Jones is an awesome guy. You know, he's good for the league. He's the face of the league. Dallas has been a team that's had talent. They've had quarterbacks. I mean, they haven't been right for a couple of decades, and I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I don't see paying Dak Prescott $35 million is going to be the answer that they're looking for to get their team back on track. I'm not sure what it is, but, I mean, they either need to do a lot of praying, a lot of soul revival or something. But I don't know what it is about Dallas. But I don't think he's worth that much money. Maybe third or fourth, but not that much.
Yeah, it's interesting, Kasim, because you see a guy in L.A., you know, Jared Goff, and you see him getting that, and it's just the market is just really screwed up. I think just with the quarterbacks, and I'm with you, it's a stretch. I think just because you pay a guy doesn't mean it's merit that you needed to. But, Sim, before we let you go, there's something I want to do because I know you and I love you. Yesterday was National Fullback Appreciation Day, and Yesterday also was a very special day that I want to, as Joe's, you know, his engagement, his anniversary. So I want to do this because I know yesterday was a special day to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kasim. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Kasim.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. Hey, you get Lorenzo Neal out there singing, and there's not money flying. There's something going on, right?
Kasim Osgood, ladies and gentlemen, kind enough to join Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Kasim, we always appreciate the time. Thank you so much, man. Have a great weekend.
Oh, yeah, you too.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.